Well, now you've just heard all about the Christmas story. There's a very one-eyed view of it, but I want to ask you some questions now. This is the first question. Now think about this. How many things do you know? Let me help you a bit, because you probably don't know many things, but do you know how to wave bye-bye? Do you all know that? Yeah, see, so there's one thing you know. We all know one thing. How many know how to tie their shoelaces? Most of you, yeah. Yeah, so there's two things we all know. We all know how to wave bye-bye and tie our shoelaces. So that's pretty good, isn't it? Two things that we know. So I've got some more questions for you to ask you whether you know things. I've got a jug of water here. What floats? Wooden stick. Will that float? Do you think? Will it float in water? Who says yes? Everyone except Archie. Art says it'll sink. Well, let's see who's right. Archie, wrong. It sinks now, but now you know that, don't you? You know that wood floats. Most wood floats anyway. Right. Okay. What about iron? I've got two iron bars here. Does iron float? No. No? All right, let's see. But hang on. Wait a minute. What about a ship? What's a ship made of? A big ship. They're made of iron, aren't they? Do they float? So will iron float or not? Let's try it. We've got two iron bars here. We'll see. Look at that. It floats. It really is iron, but why do you think it floats? Because it's hollow, yeah. It's like a ship, isn't it? So, but this one, that sinks, because that one's solid. All right, so this one floats, and that one sinks. Okay, so there's two more things you know. Hollow iron, if it's hollow enough, will float. Iron sinks. All right, another question. What colour is the sky on a fine day with no clouds? What colour is it in the daytime? Jess? What colour does it look when you look at it? Josh? Yeah. Blue. Yeah, I reckon. I know you're right, Jazz. Technically, you're right. It's all colours, but to us, it looks blue. Okay? So how do you know that? If someone said to you, no, the sky is pink, or sometimes it is pink, but say if they said the sky is green. Yeah, it isn't, is it? How do we know? We just know, don't we? It's just one of those things that you just know. Now, can we have I'm just going to put a Bible reading up here, because when Jesus was walking around on earth, he came across a man who was completely blind. He looked at the sky, he couldn't see it. He was born blind. He had never seen the sky. Can you imagine what that would be like? So if someone said to him, the sky is blue, that would mean nothing to him. He wouldn't know what a colour was. And Jesus came across this man who was a grown-up man, and he made some mud, and he put it on the man's eyes, and he told him to go and wash his eyes in a pool, and when he did that, he could see. But the Pharisees, who didn't like Jesus, the ones who wanted to get rid of him, they wouldn't believe that this man had been blind. And then they wouldn't believe that he could see. They asked the man, this man who you said healed you is a sinner. He couldn't have done it. And the man said, one thing I know, I was blind, but now I can see. Some things that we just know. And they couldn't really say anything about that because he had been blind. But now he could see. Next question. Here's something else you might know. Do you know who your mum and dad are?
Yes.
Yeah, we all know that. How do you know? How do you know? You just know, don't you? It's just one of those things that you just know. You know, of course you know who your mum and dad are. But there's lots of good mums and dads out there. You don't want a different one, do you? No? No, you're pretty happy with the ones you've got. It's just one of those things we know. This is something else that we kind of just know. Because Jesus said, do you know what a shepherd is? You've just been playing shepherds. Do you know what a shepherd a real shepherd does? Josh? He looks after his sheep, because back in Jesus' day, they didn't have fences. In some places of the world, they still don't. There's still no fences, so if you want to keep sheep, you had to actually walk around with the sheep and look after them. Yep, all night and all day. And some shepherds were good, and some of them weren't. But Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd, and I look after my sheep. And he said, my sheep know me. We're his sheep, us, all of us. Here, we're all his sheep. And he said, we know him and he knows us. So that's amazing, isn't it? That the man who, God who created everything, he knows us. Let's have some more questions. We'll just take that one out because it's taking up too much room. What's that? That's a float. Will it float? You sure? Yeah, you're right. How boring. What's that? Sinker. Will it sink? Will it float? Sink. Yeah. Absolutely right. So there's two more things you know. This number of things you know is adding up, isn't it? We can know lots and lots of stuff. There's all sorts of things we can learn. You go to school, you learn things. You read books, you learn things. Your mum and dad tell you things, you learn things. But some things are actually more important to know than others. Let me ask you a question that might seem important. Who won the AFL Grand Final this year?
Eagles!
Yeah, I thought you might know that. Okay, who won it? Who won the AFL Grand Final last year?
Tigers.
Yeah, who won the year before that? Yeah, so we're thinning out a bit the number of people. Who won 10 years ago in 2008? There's some dispute about this, see? Who won in 1948? Matt says probably Essendon.
I know who won in 2004.
Yeah. No, I don't know. We're not admitting that. So what about in 100 years ago, 1918? I don't think they had a grand final that year, did they? That would have been at the end of the war. What about 1920? Who won the grand final, AFL grand, or even the SANFL grand final? Who won that? Does anyone know? No one knows. See, it's all forgotten. Would have been really important to the people then. They would have thought it was the best thing that ever happened, but now no one remembers. See, so some things that we can know are actually more important than other things. Did you know back in Jesus' time, or around that time, there was a Olympic Games? Yeah, and they had races. And they had a marathon, but nobody knows who won. Not anybody in the world knows who won a race, single race then. No one knows now. See, it's all forgotten. It just wasn't very important, even though it seemed very important at the time. The Apostle Paul, he knew lots of stuff. But when he went to the place called Corinth, he said that, I decided to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified, because that was really important. That was what was important, that for the people of Corinth, and it's so important for us. You see how some things are really important and others aren't? You know, Arch, you think that the Eagles winning the grand final is so important, and it was really important this year, but it's not going to be important for a long time, is it? So how do we decide what's really important? How can you work out whether something's important or not? Well, let me tell you, the way you know whether something is important is by how long it will last. Yeah? So your family is pretty important, because your family is always there, isn't it? It doesn't disappear. Whereas if you get if somebody gives you a bar of chocolate, it might seem important, but it's gone in 10 minutes. And so not very important at all, is it? Family, very important. But still, not, you know, families don't last forever. People die, and that's it. They've gone, and after a while they get forgotten. But there's one thing that lasts forever, and that's God. And he has given us life that lasts forever. And so everything we do that's about our life that starts now, that goes on forever, that's important. Okay, so that's how you decide if something's important. How long will it last? Right, so we saw a float, and that floated. okay? And we saw a sinker that sunk. Now, what about this one? What's that? It's a sink. Will it float? I reckon it would. So if it had a plug, it hasn't got a plug, the plug fell out. But if I put that in the water and I sat in it, I reckon it would hold me just about. It would, nearly would anyway. Why is it called a sink? I don't know why it's called a sink, but it's called a sink, but it floats. That's weird, isn't it? Yeah. See all these useful things you're learning today. Yeah. How do we work out if something will float? Do you know that? Do you know there was a man called Archimedes, and he worked it out. He said, if you put something in water and it floats, and you could measure the amount of water that that takes up, you know, like, so if I, when you hop in the water and you float, if you could fill up all the bits of you that are floating with water and then weigh that water, do you know how much it would weigh? It would weigh exactly the same as you weigh. And so something will float if the amount of water it takes up is less than the weight of that person or that thing, see? So that's Archimedes' principle. And when he discovered that, he was in the bath. And he jumped out of his bath and ran down the street shouting, "Eureka, Eureka!" He was so excited. I don't think he had any clothes on either. It's a man called Archimedes. There's something else you know. That's called Archimedes' principle. Next one, honey. Here's something good to know. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Do you know what that means? Jesus had been dead for 3 days, lying in a tomb. Have you ever seen a dead animal? One that's been dead for 3 days? It's not nice, is it? They smell and those things really go off pretty quick. Do you imagine how much power that takes to bring something back as good as new again? Well, that's the power that Paul wanted to know. And that's the power that we can know. The power that brought Jesus back to life. The power of God. So he should seek after that like the most amazing treasure that you could possibly think of. The thing you most want in the world, and it was buried out there somewhere and you have to find it. And you go looking for it, and yet that treasure is not worth anything compared to knowing God. So seek after it with all you've got. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Are you scared of God? Do you fear God? Well, you should. Because God is so big and powerful that he could, if he wanted to, he could right now just wipe me out, just go, and I'd be dead like that. He could do that. But the thing about God is, we should be scared of him, we should be really afraid of him, except for one thing, except that he loves us. And that just makes so much difference, doesn't it? He's got the power to do all these things to us if he wanted to, but what he wants for us is good. He wants to do us good. Josh, what do you want to ask? Yes, I know, eggs, rotten eggs float, yes. That's one more thing we know now, Josh. Okay. One last thing. Do you know what love is? We talk about how God loves us. What's love? Sorry, Lauren? Yeah, it's putting someone before you. That's how we demonstrate love. But if you had to tell someone who had no idea what is love, how would you describe it? Let's have a look what the Bible says. This is in the first letter of a man called John. He says, this is how we know what love is, that Jesus laid down his life for us, that he died for us who he didn't even know, who we didn't even know him. In fact, a lot of the people Jesus died for didn't even like him. They were his enemies, but he still died for them. You know, we might be loving enough to die for somebody who we really love. We might do things for somebody who, something really bad even, for someone we really love, but to do it for someone who hates us, that's a different thing, isn't it? Let's have a look at another one. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loves us. So love isn't what we do, it's what he's done for us. And he sent his son Jesus as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So Jesus died for us even though we didn't, because somebody had to pay the price because of the things we'd done wrong. Their price had to be paid according to the law. There had to be a sacrifice. Someone had to die. And Jesus was the one who died for us. So that's what love is. That's how we know. You know, the book of the Psalms, there's 150 Psalms in the Bible. Psalms just means songs. And the first one says, blessed is the person, the boy or the girl, who doesn't do what the wicked do, who doesn't hang around with sinners, and he doesn't sit around with scoffers, people who make fun of God as if they could, or make fun of Christians. But his delight, or their delight, your delight is in the law of the Lord, and on it he meditates day and night. You know what the law of the Lord is? Well, that's just the Bible. It's just the Bible's way of saying the stuff that God said. And so on that, he meditates day and night. Do you know what meditating is? Gee, all these things we know, we're learning. Do you know what meditating means? Sorry, Dan? Not really, no. No, it's pretty much the opposite of that, really. To meditate is to think about it really deeply. So you read something in the Bible, and then you don't just read it, but you read it and you think about it. And think about, what's this saying and what does it mean for me? So that's what the man who loves God, or the woman who loves God, that's what they do. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on it they meditate day and night. All right, well, thank you for listening to all this stuff. And now, that I think that's seven things we all know now. So you can start thinking now as you go around just how many things you know and add them up. It's actually millions of things, isn't it? You know, like just if you walked home to your place, Daniel, how many things would you recognise? You drive past all the time, so all those things are stored in your brain. Isn't that incredible? And all, at your grandma's place and all these things we know, this brain that God made for us. And yeah, we can fill it up with such rubbish, but we can also fill it up with good things. And that's what's important. Okay, we're going to sing another song, I think, aren't we?